The following show may include discussions of violence, exploitation, or other forms of abuse. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1. KXRW and NWK present Spotlight for Justice with Michelle Bart. Crime victims are not being heard, much less provided justice in our country. We'll have real, raw conversations and share stories about injustices in our legal system that hopefully will motivate you into action. Together, we can fight for a more just society.
Hello, you are listening to Spotlight for Justice, a radio show by the National Women's Coalition Against Violence and Exploitation. I'm your host, Michelle Bart. Today, we are going to rewind to hear what pride means to people in the Pacific Northwest. Earlier this summer, NW Cave was proud to support Dandelion Tea House's annual Pride Block Party in downtown Vancouver, Washington. We are so happy to be joined by the organizer of the Block Party, co-founder of the nonprofit Dandelion Tea House and apothecary, Kat Stein. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So welcome. You have really done a lot this year, Dandelion Tea House. Tell us, our listeners, exactly how long you and Mom have been in business downtown Vancouver, and what made you guys apply for nonprofit status?
Yeah, so we actually started doing business together when I was a teenager. We started doing the farmer's market when I was like 14 or 15. She has a natural skincare company. We were doing like arts and crafts and stuff together. And then I went away to college. I lived in Philadelphia for 10 years. And then we heard about this grant from Vancouver's Downtown Association in 2019. And it was for a small business to open a brick and mortar location. And she called me and she was like, should we apply? And I was like, yes, I live 2,000 miles away, but let's do it. So we applied, and then 2020 happened, so everything was paused for a second, but the application process kept going. It was kind of slowed down, so everyone could, you know,
get
it was
a
weird time. Yeah,
it was a weird time during the pandemic.
So a bunch of people dropped out because, you know, we didn't know what was happening. But we moved on to the next round, and then we found out we were finalists in April of 2020. And that meant we had to put together a business plan and a presentation. And my mom actually got COVID. So she was in bed working on the presentation or the business plan. She would email it to me. I would decipher whatever gibberish she was writing. And eventually we got it all put together. We got through to the final round. She did a presentation and we wound up winning. So,
oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So that was at the end of 2020. And she looked in the space that we're in now. She looked through the window and she was like, this is where we're going to be. She didn't look at anything else. And I was still in Philly, so I didn't see it. But I, you know, she's an interior designer, I believe. I trust her. So she got to work. I moved back here in January of 2021. And we spent a lot of time fixing up that place. It was a hair salon before and it had not been... Nothing had been done to it for a long time. So we pulled up the floors. There was hair underneath. It was awful. Oh. I painted the whole thing. She designed it. It looks exactly like the drawing she did. And we opened in May of 2021. And we've been open since then. In 2022, we realized, I mean, I realized throughout our first year that there was not a Pride event in Vancouver in June. So we were like, let's just do a little like block party. That would be fun. Have a little celebration in June for Pride Month. So that was our first Pride block party. And we've been hosting it every year since then. This year is our fifth.
It's grown a lot.
It has grown so much. It was one block the first year. And it's now almost four downtown.
Yep.
So yeah, we started with maybe 500 people came, maybe. Mm-hmm. And this year it was like 5,000.
It was fantastic. Plus, he had a whole food court sponsored by Blue Door Bakery. It was wonderful, other than the heat.
Yes, it was so hot. So, yeah, so we've been doing that event for 5 years. We also do a bunch of other events. And we were talking at the end of last year, and we were like, if we, like, any money that we make at the tea house just goes back into the events that we do. It goes back into the community. So why are we a for-profit business when we could be a nonprofit, bring in more people to be involved, bring in people to be on the board, bring in volunteers, and make this an actual space for the community by the community?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we got our paperwork in, and January 1st is our official nonprofit date, which makes my brain feel good that it's on the first of the year.
Yeah.
And so far it's been great. The last 7 months have been the best ones yet that we've had.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, is the nonprofit, Dandelion Tea House, looking for volunteers, donations? What's your need?
We need both, everything. We do have other events that we do throughout the year. We have a queer and trans meetup that we do once a month. We have a grief, queer BIPOC grief support circle that one of our board members brought to life. We have a queer youth game night once a month. Right now it's D&D. I'm hoping to expand that to be maybe two nights, like D&D and maybe an art night. So there's a lot of D&D for queer youth, and it's a little oversaturated. So we need volunteers for all of that and all of our other events that we do. And then, of course, always looking for donations so that we can keep hosting these free events.
But you're an all-inclusive tea house. Tell our listeners what you offer in the tea house.
Like for sale?
Yeah, but because you do, like, NW Cave, we've been a recipient of one of your months. You do month event. If you buy a certain drink, $1 goes to that charity, different factors like that. But you serve tea, but when I first went in there, I did not realize how I was going to have, like, a tea latte, you know. So
yeah,
it was pretty different and tasty on a hot summer day. So
yeah, so I was a bartender before. So I really fell in love with creating drinks. And it just made sense. When we decided to open a tea shop, you know, tea's great, but it's a little bit inaccessible sometimes for people. People think, oh, tea, I don't like tea. But there's something for everyone at the tea house. We have all the tea lattes and all the monthly specials. And yeah, like you said, we do our monthly fundraiser drink. So our featured special of the month, $1 from each sale goes to a local nonprofit. That's just a good way for us to give back to the community. And people get really excited about that. And it's a good way to connect with new organizations that maybe don't know about us. Bring people in.
You're still doing that as a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Nonprofits supporting nonprofits. Gotta love it.
Another thing we do is create custom tea blends for nonprofits. So how that works is I bring out all of the herbs. People come in and smell them and tell me what they like. And then I create something. And then for a couple organizations, they have canisters that they can sell as part of their fundraising.
Oh, wow.
So it benefits both of us.
So can you explain a little bit to our listeners, for those that may not know what apothecary is? And you have to be licensed for that, don't you?
No. So we don't sell any, like someone couldn't come in and say, I need something to make my heart better.
Oh, okay.
We don't give medical advice.
Okay, good.
So we do sell herbs, and that's what the apothecary part of it is. And we also sell locally made skincare that's made in the tea house.
Oh, awesome. So is tea in the moisturizers and stuff like that?
Some of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. So fast forward to last month, we were at Pride Block Party. It was blazing hot, but you were packed to the hilt. Like you said, four different streets closed down. How is the city and the Downtown Business Association working with you on that? Because I did see that everyone was in a collaboration, which is great. That's building community.
Yeah, so that was one of our main goals as we grow this event, is to involve community more. This year we had a bunch of local businesses that were sponsors, which was great. We've never done that before. The city has been great to work with. No one's really done this size of event not in the park before, so we've all been kind of figuring it out as we go. They've been really great helping us figure out which streets we can close, bringing in barricades for us. C-Tran has changed their route for the day for us, which we appreciate so much, because we are right across from Turtle Place, which is a major bus stop. Right. So they've been great to work with. Vancouver's Downtown Association is our main sponsor every year. And they're very supportive, because this event benefits not only the vendors that are at the event, but all of the local businesses, because it brings people downtown.
And you've already got the date set for 2027, June 12th.
June 12th.
And that's going to be bigger than ever, right?
That's the goal.
NW Cave is committed, so we will be back again for that. Anything else that we need to know right now for next summer's Pride Block Party?
Not yet. Just mark your calendars. We are always looking for volunteers for this and for other events that we do. And just keep an eye on our website for updates on what we're up to.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you've been listening to Spotlight for Justice. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
KXRW programming like this is made possible by Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, their diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. That's B-U-C-K-L-E-Y law.net. Buckley & Associates. They speak your language.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW 99.9 FM. We've been speaking with Kat Stein, the co-founder of the nonprofit Dandelion Tea House and Apothecary, which produces the Pride Block Party every summer in downtown Vancouver, Washington. So, Kat, tell our listeners, why Pride?
Pride is so important, especially now when the queer and trans communities are under attack. I think I personally am in a little bubble downtown, because everyone that I'm surrounded by is accepting of queer and trans people. That's not true for a lot of people, especially now. I'm queer. My sister's trans. We originally opened the Tea House with the goal to provide a safe place for people like my sister to come and feel safe. There was not many places downtown. So Pride is just an extension of that. Here's a day where you can come, be yourself, be open, be fully who you want to be. And I think that's so important for mental health, for physical health. And it's just, we're honored to provide that for the community in Vancouver.
And the Pride Block Party is all inclusive. We met and interviewed many straight allies with their children, many young kids and teenagers who felt so safe in the company of everybody there.
This is Michelle Bart with KXRW 99.9 FM at the Pride Block Party. What's Pride mean to you?
Pride means happiness and fun for everybody. I love the festival. It's a great time to celebrate.
Thank you. So I've got Trans Witch here.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Tell us what you're doing here.
So, myself, I'm Autumn Rose, host of Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, and we're here today, and also Samantha Page from the Samantha Page
Hi,
Show,
Samantha.
Who just walked up. We are just promoting KXRW and what our station stands for in the local area and how we advocate for our queer community. We're also going to be doing I'm Trans, Ask Me Anything later. So if you have any fun questions, ask a trans person. Now's your time.
There you go. There you go. So this is KXRW. So what does Pride mean to all of you?
Representation, being able to see different diverse folks like celebrating who they are is so important to the youth, like being able to see themselves on stage or just in the crowd, being happy and joyful. That's so important, especially right now.
I love your crown.
Thank you.
And what about you?
For me, Pride is all about community. I know a lot of us, especially right now, feel all alone. And so when we have Pride, everybody has a chance to come out and see that we're not alone. We're all here, and this is our time to let us show as bright as we can to shine light into places that are usually dark.
And what about yourself? What does Pride mean to you?
There's so much to say about Pride, but I love that it brings people together, definitely, the community. So different diversities, everybody coming together, be one.
Amen. Amen. And yourself?
Yeah, Pride is a chance for us all to celebrate how resilient and powerful we can be together. I think that nobody can make it through this life alone, and so it's so beautiful to see everyone come together and celebrate what we can do as a group.
Will you all be performing on stage today?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so tell me what Pride means to you.
To me, Pride is joy, it is unity, it is fighting for our rights. It is continuing to fight against the status quo, and it is continuing to pursue all of those things that everyone wants to be happy in their lives with, and pursuing that agenda for our community, because it's so important. Every time someone says, well, why have Pride? Why have these events? Why be visible? Every day you see the reasons why, now more than ever. So what Pride means to me is standing up for your rights, standing up for visibility, and standing up for queer joy and diversity in our communities.
Can you tell our listeners who you are?
I am Savannah O. Bennington, the Queen of Fun. I'm a what some would call a local personality.
A local celebrity.
Well,
we all have personalities.
Yeah, some of us better than others. Looking at you, straight people. No.
Not me. Full disclosure.
No.
So how's everything going?
I'm at our third space, which is on Main Street, 609 Main Street. It is a live show venue. It's also the new queer resource center with the Southwest Washington Pride Alliance. Yes. We have an office there. Our fundraising venue is there. It's become kind of a little hub for queer joy and the agenda, which is creating opportunity
and opportunity and safe places
and safe spaces for spaces. All of our community.
Well, thank you so much, and stay cool today.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You have two young girls here.
Yes, I do.
So what does Pride mean to you?
I think it's super important to have representation at all ages and inclusiveness built into our community and our everyday lives.
Perfect. So what are we doing here?
It's our fifth annual Pride Block Party.
And how many do you expect tonight?
We expect about 5,000.
That is fabulous. So how much is that growth from last year?
Last year we had around 4,000.
Okay. So this year, you and your mom and Dandelion Tea House became a nonprofit. How's that going for you?
It has been incredible. We've had so much community support. It allowed us to put this event on by ourselves this year, which was amazing. So it's been great.
You look refreshed for a big event like this. Man, it's packed here. It's hot here. Everybody is having fun. There's kids, there's families. What do you hope the end result will be for tonight?
I hope that everyone has a great time being themselves authentically, meeting new friends, celebrating love.
Exactly. Love is love. How are you guys doing? Yeah?
Yeah.
What does pride mean to you?
Being who you are.
All right. And who are you?
I don't know. A creature.
I love the mask. I love the mask. And what about you? What's pride mean to you?
Honestly, just being able to be who I am a little bit more openly, being able to like show off who and what I am.
Amen, right? If everyone just left us alone and let us lead our life, as long as we don't harm others, we could be living in a peaceful house and a peaceful world. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And is this your first time here?
Yeah, first time here.
What made you want to do this as an ally of the LGBTQIA?
They just ordered us for this event, you know, like, and we are so proud to be here, yet to be a part of this event.
And what's your business?
We're doing photo booth service, Rose City Photo Booth.
Awesome. Well, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
I see two familiar faces that love media. So I am going to talk to Jenny on the block and Joey. Joey and Jenny. That could be a show.
It could be, actually.
It could be. I think you should do that as a show.
I think we should, yeah. Absolutely.
So what does pride mean to both of you, and why are you here today?
Oh, man, that's a big question. I think pride for me is a celebration of things that should be happening all year round, because it feels like sometimes just in 1 month, right, we're celebrating and supporting our LGBTQIA plus families, but really it's not a 1 month of out of the year, it's an entire year thing. And I'm also now a board member of Dandelion Tea House, so I gotta represent.
Amen. Well, thank you for putting this on. Thank you. And what about you, Joey?
Well, and of course, I'm here because, honestly, I'm sort of saying what Jenny's saying. I know.
Just Jenny.
But I will say this, you know, because I'm conveniently located where this sign is, where it says, like, love thy neighbor, no exceptions. That is the reason we're all here today. So.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both. That's the Jenny and Joe show, or Joe and Jenny. JJ, any way you want to look at it.
JJ out.
JJ out. Just JJ. Again, this is Michelle Barr with KXRW 99.9 FM. Love thy neighbor, no exceptions. Called to love. What a great booth. So we are at Front Door Realty booth. They are a sponsor of Pride Block Party. So tell me, this is KXRW, tell me, what does pride mean to you?
Oh man, pride means freedom to express yourself and unconditional love. That's what pride means to me.
Amen. And what's your Mama Mita doing over here?
Writing an offer.
You're writing an offer during pride. Rachel, do you have anything to say? Here, come on over. Nobody can see you. Nobody can hear you yet until I edit you. So tell me, what does pride mean to you?
Gosh, I think it's just a celebration of people being able to just be themselves, you know, with no judgment.
No judgment. And why did you all decide to sponsor this?
It's just an important event for us. We want to show our support to the community. We're members of the community as well as obviously allies, and yeah, we just want to try to make it a safer place by showing where we stand.
Well, awesome. Well, welcome and thank you for sponsoring this important event. And keep on being nice.
Yes.
Be safe, be kind.
Yeah.
Again, this is Michelle Barr with KXRW 99.9 FM. Love thy neighbor, no exceptions. Called to love. What a great booth. All right, we're gonna take a break now, and we will return shortly. Again, Michelle Bart, KXRW 99.9 FM, and for Spotlight for Justice. We will be right back.
Support for KXRW comes from On Point Community Credit Union, with 8 branches in Southwest Washington, offering checking, credit cards, home equity lines of credit, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. equal housing opportunity. Learn more at onpointcu.com.
We've been speaking with Kat Stein, the co-founder of the nonprofit Dandelion Tea House and Apothecary, which produces the Pride Block Party every summer in downtown Vancouver, Washington. You had the trans reading hour, or you did a...
Oh, the drag queen story hour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which was great because, as many of our listeners probably understand, that was taken away a couple years ago from our library here. And it's sad that people just can't all get along.
It's very sad.
And worry about what's happening in your own house instead of worrying about who's loving each other and who wants to be their own person. I commend you and your mom for opening Dandelion Tea House and making it a safe place for everyone. Any last thoughts?
I think I just want people to know that Dandelion is a safe place all year for everyone. We're always willing to talk. We're always willing to give hugs. My mom, I like to say, is everyone's mom.
So she is.
If you need someone to talk to, stop by.
She is. She's a classy lady, too. She's a classy lady.
She is.
My grandmother would call her a fashion plate. Kind
Ooh,
of like
I love that.
Yeah, and that's what I always tell Karen from Odyssey World International. My grandmother would call her a fashion plate.
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Michelle Bart. You've been listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW 99.9 FM. Thank you for joining us. To learn more about our guest and the Pride Block Party happening on June 12th, 2027, visit dandeliontheahouse.com. Or is it .org?
It's .com.
.com. And so until next time, stay safe, be kind, and be yourself.
That's our show. Thanks for listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW. We'll be back soon with more stories of how we can all advocate for a world without violence.
I'm living a dream just meant for me. Roll up the red carpet and treat me like a queen. It's my life looking in on others' lives. I say love.